This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked about this earlier. The Boy Scouts are no more. 108 years, the organization's iconic name has been Boy Scouts. But beginning this summer, children are going to be asked to say, "Scout me in," as the program accepts girls for the first time. And then the next year, the organization is going to change its name of its older youth program for 11 to 17-year-olds to Scouts BSA. So Scouts BSA, it used to be, the BSA was for Boy Scouts of America, so it's Scouts BSA. And I talked about this earlier in the broadcast because I just think this is another one of these PC lame brain ideas that let you understand leftism, and it's so lopsided. I haven't looked to see if they want girls to be in, boys to be in the Girl Scouts or Cubs. I don't even know about the Cub Scouts. They have, yeah, the Girl Scouts have their Cub thing. It's called Brownies, and the Boy Scouts have Cub Scouts, if I'm not mistaken. Now, neither one of those has a connotation of any type of gender, but I've always known Brownies to be the girls and the Cub Scouts to be the boys, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, that's certainly my perception right now, so maybe that, whether that's true or not, that's been my perception. Now, personally, I don't know how they can still get to call the girls, the little groups, Brownies, right? Because that's got some racial overtones right there. Maybe they don't use that term anymore. I know this, if I see a boy selling Girl Scout cookies, I ain't buying them. Mm-mm. No one special wonton soup for me. I'm not buying them. I mean, I haven't bought Girl Scout cookies in ages, but I'm just saying I would definitely not buy them. Then I might buy a box just to. In fact, I did bought a bunch of them. One of our staffers had a Girl Scout thing, and I bought a bunch of cookies from their kids. So something like that. But other than that, I don't support. It isn't that I don't like the Girl Scouts by any means. It's just that number one, I don't need the calories, and I really to be honest with you, I don't stand for a lot of these organizations that have tried to change the iconic vision that we grew up with their organizations. It's all become politicized. I don't know what Girl Scouts do. I've never even had an inkling to know because I had Boy Scouts. And I was a scout. I wasn't very good. I explained it earlier. My grandparents couldn't take me all the time. We couldn't afford all the little merit badges and all. I don't know how it all worked, but I didn't have a lot of money. So they couldn't take me to all the meetings, and I think I did one camp out with Boy Scouts. And the reason why it wasn't that big of a deal to me is I lived on a 25,000 acre ranch, and we camped and fished the whole, you know, all the time. So, you know, for merit badges, I tied knots on my fishing lures and on my swivels and caught fish and knew how to survive. I could clean and gut a fish. I hated it, but I could clean it and knew how to make a campfire. You know, knew east from west, where the moss grew on the trees, knew how to swim. You know, I knew a lot of the things that I didn't have to worry about with scouts. But had I been in a city closer to it, I would have done it. I would have encouraged my sons to do it had they shown an interest in it. But to be honest with you, my kids probably couldn't survive outside for a week on their own because they didn't grow up that way. Most kids can't. So I appreciate what the scouts taught kids. Survival skills. Now, the world has become such that people believe, oh, we're never going to need those silly skills. Oh, yeah, you will. Let me tell you something. People die every day in this country and certainly around the world because they don't have the skills of a scout. They don't know how to look for water, how to make potable water, what they can eat, what flora, what fauna can help you or harm you. You know, where you can get water out of a vine if you don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that nature can teach you that if you are a scout, you can learn it and you can meander through a lot of stuff out there. But here's the bigger picture, not just in nature. It teaches you how to meander through life. And Eagle Scouts are some of the sharpest people on the planet. These kids are the black belts of scouts. And their skill set applies to life, and that's a good thing. They tend to be, Eagle Scouts tend to go on to have very successful lives, and there's a reason for that. They are very methodical. They understand what it takes to go get those, you know, the badges, and they really want to know the craft. They learn a lot of things that, and they become really critical thinkers. MacGyvers of sorts. But the bigger picture for me about the Boy Scouts is just this attack on men, anything with men. I don't know what ladies believe, leftist ladies. Men are not sitting around looking for ways to oppress women. Women can work, they're in the workplace, they're in the military, they're in sports, they're all over the place. And I'm not telling you everybody is all gung-ho about it necessarily, because I'm going to tell you this, if I go into combat, I want to go with men. Women can be mad about that, but I guarantee you there are a lot of women going, I'm with you, Kevin. Given the choice between a group of Navy SEALs that are women and a group of Navy SEALs that are men, I'm going to pick the men 100% of the time. Oh, Kevin, those women are great thinkers and they can do all kinds of stuff. That's phenomenal. And they may even be the top women. They could throw me over their shoulder like old rucksack and carry me or whatever. But this big old dude over here, he could do it twice as good. And he can fight twice as hard. It ain't going to happen. I want to go with the dudes. Give me the biggest, baddest women on the planet versus the biggest, baddest men on the planet. And I'm, in terms of going to battle, I'm going to pick the biggest, baddest men on the planet every time. No offense, ladies. So, you know, what's this attack about? And it's almost for sport. Let's bring down another hallowed institution over 108 years and show them we can bring them to their knees over what? So girls can infiltrate a little boy's deal? Okay, fine. Congratulations. You know, what next? What else are you going to infiltrate? I compared it to sports. Ronda Rousey wouldn't know her name if she had to fight men. The Williams sisters, they wouldn't even be tennis stars. Name me your female soccer athlete, she wouldn't even be on the field. You wouldn't know her name. Basketball? None of it. I mean, there's so many things for women to be good at. Scouts is going to do it. Girl Scouts couldn't accomplish it. That's essentially what they're telling us. The Girl Scouts couldn't accomplish what we want for little girls. So you know what? Let's follow the traditions of the boys. Really? Welcome, feminism, to yet another loss that you just put right in front of America to see. We couldn't do it with Girl Scouts, no matter how many cookies we sold. Boy Scouts don't even sell cookies, and they can outperform Girl Scouts. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extend Overnight. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
America is broken. Matt Walsh tweeted this: Americans seem to hate each other because we don't have anything at all in common with one another. There's no single uniting value or principle in our culture. Nothing holding us together. No defining characteristic. As I've said in the past, we are the United States no longer. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Matt's right to a degree. I believe that thread of Americana is still there. I think it's out there. It's floating around looking for places to land. And it's, you know, it's left California and Massachusetts and Oregon and, you know, most of the Pacific Northwest and other states. And it's just waiting. It's looking for a home. But it doesn't leave our shores. It doesn't. And in fact, if you come in correctly into America, it lands on you. Because that American spirit, I think, doesn't die. It's like trying to say God dies. God cannot exist. God exists. The American spirit is wrapped in it, comfortably wrapped in the bosom, or I should say just resting in the bosom of God, you know, shielded by it, by our Heavenly Father. I truly believe that. There's nowhere it can go. It will not ever go away, no matter how much the left tries to destroy it. And in fact, I told you guys of me riding with this monk back from D.C., And here's this God putting hands all over Donald Trump. You will win the election, Donald Trump. You know, in spite of everything, Donald Trump, don't worry about this investigation. You are not in, you know, you're not guilty. And on. He's just laying hands. And everybody that touches him, Comey, you will go to prison. Hillary, you're going to prison. Obama, you're going to prison. McCabe. And God is just smiting down all of the naysayers and the people that have gone against Donald Trump. And I believe that Trump's tagline, make America great again, and then he's got a new one coming for 2020, which is continue making America great. I don't know what it is, but it's something along those lines. God-inspired stuff. But I will tell you, we are under fire, but I'm not worried, and I don't want you to worry either. I think that we're in a unique position for the in our lifetimes, anyway, to get this republic back on its feet. I'm excited. I don't know if you guys are. I get up in the morning excited about that. You know, debating leftists over, you know, who's, you know, Kanye's tweets and things like this and showing them we will not be defeated. I was on Laura Ingraham talking about this very issue. Yet another divisive thing. I talked earlier about the Boy Scouts. The divisiveness of the left. They say, no, we're bringing everybody together by putting the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts together. No, they're not. They're dividing. They want to create a rift among us. They want men going, God, what else can we, like, we can't have anything. You can start a women's group and they will praise you to all get out. You start a men's group, you're in trouble. You can start a black group, people will praise you, money coming in, people to, oh, black people. You start a white group, you're in big trouble. You do something Christian, you know, but do something Muslim. Oh, Muslims want to do blah, blah, blah. They love it. Do something Christian. Look at the Bible thumpers over there. They just hate us, man. They hate everything we stand for. They hate us as capitalists, even though we build their, make their products for them, give them their jobs. We're the best supporters of the tax base. They don't care. I'm arguing with this clown, Michael something, on Laura Ingraham about Kanye West, and I'm getting death threats. Kanye West getting death threats because he dares speak his mind. He dare give an opinion. Some rapper comes on, shoot, I'm calling all Crips to come out and kill Kanye. You better not show up in concert. Nah, nah, nah. And I'm like, okay, so you can give an open threat in this country against, and by the way, Kanye's not a black conservative. Kanye is a black dude whose political ideology is all over the map. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not a black conservative. I'm a black pragmatist. I'm a black realist. And whatever, wherever direction the right takes me, that righteousness takes me, is the direction that I go. I don't see that as left or right. I see that as right only. Okay? And it catches me like it catches anybody else. There are things that I would like to do that would violate my moral compass, but you know, yeah, you get tempted to do things that violate your moral compass, but that's the whole thing about understanding that you have a moral compass and something prevents you from doing that, or tries to anyway. But it doesn't make me more sanctimonious. It just means that I'm more discerning. Still a sinner, but more discerning. So that's what binds us as Americans, is we have a moral compass. Every time you don't waterboard, don't do this. Really, while Muslims in other countries cut off heads and do atrocities to people that you couldn't even dream of. Putting a person in a cage and burning them. Did no American ever? You know, the ridiculous stuff, but we're held to such a standard. Let me tell you something, man. Donald Trump is, and I'm not putting it all in his basket, but I believe that God looked at what we as conservatives have been wanting and been trying to do and said, I'm going to give you somebody that's going to help you get there. But I want to go back to this debate with this guy, Michael, on Kanye, because what I essentially said is black conservatives get called all kinds of things. Nobody comes to our protection. You have to have thick skin in order to be a black conservative. And Kanye West made a comment as a free thinking individual. And it's in the news cycle. It is so amazing to me that it's so, I mean, it just hit a nerve with the left. And for people that want to kill him. And here's what's most interesting to me. I find it kind of, it makes me chuckle. White people can attack black conservatives with immunity from the left black community. White people could call me anything they want, including the N-word. And blacks will allow them to do it because they will say, Kevin is so low in our eyes, we will allow white people to do it. White people come on my Twitter page and just try to destroy me. And I always write back and go, what do you care what happens to me? What do you care about the black? Oh, you want to help, right? So I point this out to the guy, and he doesn't have anything to say about it. Then here's what he says. I wish we had the clip. Probably do somewhere. But he says, I was the only person, or my brother was the only person in an AP class in our school. And I posed back. I went, really? So how's that racist? Did they not allow other blacks in? Was there a quota on the number of blacks that could come in? Why is it racist that your brother's the only one? He got in, and he didn't have an answer. It's funny how they never think through it. He looked at the number and went, my brother was the only one who made it. Okay, were there other blacks who tried to make it, and they said, no way, no, only one black will make it into AP class? Or did they not qualify? Or were there no other blacks who tried? He makes it sound like it was some cabal against black folks. But here's what's interesting. When I bring it up to him, he's like, yeah, right. You have no answer. It wasn't racist. It was just a product of circumstances. Go to an all-black school, and you know who's going to be in the AP classes? Black kids. You go to a school where there's five black kids, and you go, I wonder why there's only a couple of them in AP classes. Well, maybe it's based on numbers there, genius. Oh, it drives me crazy. But we got a ton to talk about. Leaks and subpoenas and all other kinds of stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Love our pep talks. That's why I am doing what I do. Yet another pep talk. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. You are going to defeat leftism November of this year. You are about to destroy them. And here's the thing. You didn't set out to do it. They are technically destroying themselves. The only thing you're doing now is you're not rolling over. I talked to some people the other day, and I said to them, what better time than for Republicans, conservatives, whatever you want to call yourselves, to put your foot on the throat of the left and push? Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. Look, I'm not a person who wants to pick a fight. I'm truly not. I know, you know, I talk a lot about it because I've had to prepare for it. I think it's a waste of time to have to do it. But we have a military, don't we? That military is prepared to fight. America's military, for the most part, doesn't go around picking fights. But we'll fight when challenged. And I feel like it's the same way with us. Republicans and conservatives don't go around picking fights. But if you're going to make us fight, we're not going to run from it. We're finally being made to fight. And you know what? You're fighting. Good for you. And it's impacting the left to the point where even their stars are starting to get it. Now, I've talked enough about Kanye. I'm not going to go into that. But I'm going to give you another statistic. This came from Frank Luntz. White millennials, age 18 to 34. In other words, the millennials, the majority of millennials. In 2016, 47% were Democrat, 33% were Republican. That is a 14-point differential between Democrats and Republicans. In 2018 polling, Frank Luntz says they're statistically tied. 39% Democrat, 39% Republican. Folks, when you listen to things like this, take it out of the microcosm, white suburb, you know, white millennials or whatever, spread it around the country. Black millennials, black kids in general, Latinos, women, you name it. Americans have all closed the gap, and the Democrats want you to believe they're optimistic. Nancy Pelosi actually said, "We will win. I will run for speaker." Here's the article. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat out of California, on Tuesday vowed that Democrats would retake control of the House this year and that she would regain the Speaker. We will win our run for Speaker. I feel confident about it, and my members do too. Let me tell you what that is. That is not youthful exuberance.
Okay.
That is Pelosi announcing her fears that she will never be Speaker, and she won't. I'm not telling you rest on our laurels. I'm telling you there is enough evidence around this country to prove that the Democrats have nothing going for them. Black folks are not going over to the Democrats in droves. No matter what they do to try to demonize Donald Trump, oh, God has put his hand on Trump and he cannot be destroyed. Black folks will vote more for Donald Trump this year than they did in 2016. And they will do it even more in 2020. Yep. Pelosi got a Democrat fundraiser. She's got to stay optimistic. She's got to make people believe Democrats, we're in good shape. Don't you worry about it. She's previously discussed her role as the only female member of House Democrat leadership, and she reiterated her intention to maintain that role when she spoke, and she said, it's important that it not be five white guys at the table. No offense, she said. Democrats have expressed optimism that they will retake control of the House in November's midterm elections. The party has to pick up 25 seats to do so. Real Clear Politics says that the Democrats have a 7-point advantage over Republicans in this whole thing that they where they're going to take over. Because they look at each race and then they say, well, there's a 7-point thing. Let me tell you something. That's the same thing that happened with Hillary Clinton, right? Oh, Hillary's got the advantage statistically, so there won't be any. The sad thing, and kind of the ironic thing that makes me chuckle, is it's going to be the same stuff that is the undoing of the Democrats in the 2018 elections. It's going to be what they tried to do to Trump that's going to destroy them. What they aren't telling you in this little thing that they were talking about Pelosi is that that gap has closed dramatically. It was double digits. It's closed. They aren't going to tell you that black folks are now more favorable towards Trump. I just told you the millennials, they closed the gap, a 15-point gap or whatever it was, down to zero, a statistical tie of the millennials that support the Democrats versus the Republicans. Show me where you can win. Do you think it's going to be like Romney where people are going to go, oh, my goodness, we don't feel good enough about our candidate, so we're going to stay home? Or do you think Donald Trump has energized more people? Well, let me tell you something. If the Florida special elections that just occurred are any indicator, the Democrats are toast. We closed a 10-point gap in House District 114, and we crushed them in House District 39. Do you think the left wants to tell you that? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to go to her fundraiser and say, well, listen, we didn't win House District 39 and they beat us pretty badly, but we did win 114 and that one was, they closed the gap to within 4 points in a solidly, because it was won by 14 by Hillary Clinton, in a solidly blue district. They closed it 10 points without a whole lot of hoopla. Now, I mentioned the other day, the Republicans have already spent $50 million in key races and key territories to protect certain, you know, they bought the airtime early, so they got it at a bargain, and they're going to be running ads in these districts. If you don't think Donald Trump's going to hit certain districts and get involved in this thing, you're crazy. He will. And more importantly, the Democrats, the people who used to support their party, Hillary Clinton, they were dyed in the wool. They are dying. These people are leaving. They are leaving that party in droves because they know what it's about. And they are now starting to work for the other side. Pelosi says, I'll run for speaker. Here's another little thing that occurred. Well, let me give you this poll, too, because this is a poll that's really interesting to me. When it comes to the issue of illegal immigration in this country, the left uses the tired old tactics of racism. They claim Americans don't want immigration reform because of their hate for immigrants and that we need illegals to do the jobs that Americans don't want to do, right? But it's just not true. Now, the party who's betting on illegals, and oh, by the way, porn stars, got this news. According to a recent poll, black Americans and Hispanics are increasingly supportive of President Trump's immigration agenda. And here's what it reads. Trump's immigration agenda of lowering the amount of immigrants in the U.S. admits that they admit a border wall and ending the visa lottery system as well as chain migration would help raise American wages. There are currently more than 1.5 million legal immigrants who arrive annually. The immigration cutting, wage boosting plan has grown in popularity among black Americans and a demographic that has been hit hardest by mass immigration. 65% of black folks say that the immigration levels, that they need to lower the immigration levels from what they were. So in other words, 65% are in support of Donald Trump wanting to do that. So the question is, what are the Democrats betting on with illegal immigration? Let me just give you the quick answer. Same old tried and true, now completely unproven strategy. Hispanics realize that the Republicans were going to do more for Hispanic, for Latinos who were displaced than anybody. That Donald Trump sympathizes with the DACA kids more than any Democrat ever could, and that these kids now see themselves as having been used as pawns by Nancy Pelosi. If you think that's going to be there, they're going to just go for the Democrats this time, you'd be totally mistaken. I'm telling you, people are realizing, particularly blacks, are realizing what these Democrat policies have done. So Cornell University's Vernon Briggs wrote in a testimony before the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights on how in 2004, mass immigration to the U.S. led to black people being replaced as the largest minority in the country, overtaken by Latinos. And he says this: although black Americans were 13.5% of the population's native-born, they were only 7.8% of the foreign-born population in 2000. Hispanics, on the other hand, were 8.5% of the native-born population, while being 45.2% of the foreign-born population. In 2008 text testimony, he stated there was little doubt there is significant impact on black workers who generally compete for the same U.S. jobs that illegals do and legal immigrants often get. So blacks see both illegal and certainly the illegal immigration as a problem for blacks in general. Blacks can't get those good paying jobs. And by the way, neither can whites, but it isn't just about bean picking and janitorial and washing dishes. It's about all of it. Short break.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Central American migrants are fleeing crime and poverty in their home countries, Mexico is facing calls to accept them as refugees.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Mexican government tried to pull a fast one. Oh, yeah. Speedy Gonzalez. You see, no media outlet ask the very simple question of the Central American caravan that decided to invade America. And that question is this: won't they have to invade Mexico first? Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? I mean, you've got to cross the southern border into Mexico in order to get up to America, unless you're going to jump on a charter, fly all the way to the border and land and then come across. So when the caravan entered the southern border of Mexico, the country should have stopped them right there. Should have sent them home. But instead, Mexico pulled what I call the Mexican standoff with President Trump. Or they knew that would come at some point. They were like, if we let these people in and they go through our country, okay, eventually they will get to the northern part of the border. And at that point, things will not go so well for the white man, the gringo, north of the border. Yeah. Anyway, I like my sinister Mexican. Anyway, so this Mexican standoff was supposed to be, you know, occurring, which it ultimately did. But they allowed the Central Americans to march across their entire country so they would eventually land at the U.S. border. And what's interesting is they've been all but escorted by the Mexican government. They haven't been harassed. Why are you here? Why have you invaded our borders? Who do you think you are? Are you crazy, man? Nope. The intent was for Mexico to thumb its nose in the face of El Gringo Guapo. That's the pretty white boy of the United States. Now, when idiots make these kind of plans, the problem is they don't see them through to the end. Because President Trump all along the way says, look, I'm rejecting these migrants. And the Mexicans likely figured that Trump would look inhumane in doing so. Their objective was, if we allow them to come into our borders, people will look at us as open borders, even though we do not have such thing. Okay, but we will get them to the north, and then we will pit them against that gringo, El Gringo El Guapo, and we will make him have to make the hard choice, embarrassing our north of the border neighbor, including all of us. Let's listen to the rest of this thing that they did, because I want you to hear what how they positioned it, because Mexico now finds itself in a little kimchi.
When America's Christian Rose examines a possible solution to the mass migration crisis.
Waves of Central American migrants keep arriving at the U.S. southern border with an intent to seek asylum, specifically in the U.S. Several caravans have traveled some 2,500 miles through Mexico, and the impressive length and distance of their journey is raising the question of why Mexico wouldn't accept the migrants as refugees instead of helping them reach the U.S.
And you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100 going all through Mexico. People don't realize what a big country Mexico is.
The migrants hailing from Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua are fleeing rampant crime and poor economic conditions in their home countries. As one American news reported previously, criminal violence and poverty aren't sufficient grounds for asylum in the U.S., dealing with the victims of political, religious, and societal repression. However, under the international refugee and asylum laws, the people fleeing Central America could receive help in the first stable country they reach on their way to safety. There is hardly a reason why Mexico couldn't be that country.
The government of Mexico wants to have an open arms policy. All foreigners who are contributing something to Mexican society are welcome. We want these people to be properly documented.
Under several international treaties, the U.S. could refuse entry to the seekers of refugee and asylum status if they have made their way to the U.S. through a safe country, for example, Canada. When over 6 million refugees fled Syria in the wake of the civil war in that country, the majority of them, over 3 million people, remained in the first safe country they reached, Turkey. Culturally similar Lebanon and Jordan accommodated another 1.5 million Syrian refugees without any turmoil.
I think you get the gist. First safe country. Mexico's got its problems, but they're not nearly as bad as those of El Salvador and Nicaragua and whatever else, right? So when they let these people step onto the land, that became their next safe haven. And as I said, the objective was to make the United States look bad, but as Peña Nieto said, the president of Mexico, he didn't read the art of the deal. Because Donald Trump doesn't back down. Make America great again is for real. And now, things have backfired on Mexico. And I find this so intriguing because, you know, the best made plans of mice and men. Mexico Look at all what we do to help this country, man, and for them to want to set us up like that. Where's Mexico's humanity, right? Strict immigration laws this country has, obviously broken by the caravan. Now that same scrutiny falls on Mexico that has fallen on America for decades. Hard to believe, folks, that Central Americans are worse off than Mexicans, but compared to their lifestyle, Mexico looks like an oasis. And so when I was thinking about this whole story, you know, just in total, what we do for not only the Mexico, what we do for the world, and people would dare say that Americans are inhumane. We take 1.5 million people from other countries every year. I dare, and I'm talking about legal immigration, I dare any country to give us their number. How many legal immigrants do you take into your country every year? Even with open border policies, I don't believe anybody comes close. I'm guessing. You can look it up. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it on radio. I can't imagine anybody wanting to get anywhere else, I mean, except America. They see America as, holy cow, this is where I want to go. And so not only do we have people wanting to get here and clamoring to get here legally, we spend billions of dollars every year helping them do it. There's hardly a country in the world, seriously, that doesn't get millions, if not billions, of dollars from us. And every one of those countries is represented somewhere in the United States. There's not a nationality, a religion, a sect, nothing on this planet that does not exist in the United States. There's only a handful of countries that can even claim that. But they talk about diversity. They talk about humanitarian efforts. We spend millions, if not billions. In some countries, we are the most significant part of their gross domestic product. They don't make anything, but our money is what keeps them afloat. Mexico, for all intents and purposes, is that. Mexico has a $58 billion trade deficit with us. You want to know how big that is in their economy? Go look up Mexico's GDP and see what a $58 billion chunk is. And that's the legit part. That's the trade deficit. That has nothing to do with the money that is sent over through humanitarian efforts or the money that gets sent back from the people who live in the United States illegally, or in some cases legally, and ship money back to their compatriots back home. So our number in Mexico could conservatively be in the $70 billion or so, or whatever, I don't know, certainly $60 billion with a $58 billion trade deficit. And forget the trade, the amount of product that goes in and out. It's worse than that, because the people that work in those factories that we built in Mexico, what do you think their contribution to the tax base of Mexico is to the economy? The maquiladoras along the border, all those different plants that line, you know, from Texas from tip to top, all those maquiladoras plants are huge. What are they bringing into the Mexican economy? So forget the fact of the trade part. We probably put another $10 billion in with just employees of companies that we do work, you know, that have set up over there. So whatever that number is, it's huge. And this is how Mexico treats us? By wanting to play chicken at our border? Let me tell you something. I'm so happy that the scrutiny now falls back on them and away from us, because we don't deserve this. Not as taxpayers and not as humanitarians. We are the world's best humanitarians.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.